You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Who would you trust more to be right, Lima or Grok?
Oh, I would trust you, Ken.
I said Lima or Grok, not me.
I would pick Ken either way. Yeah, are you getting this where if you say something on social media and it contradicts something Grok says, people are now tweeting me, well, this is what Grok says. And I'm like, well, I actually talked to somebody like within the Browns organization. Like, why would Grok know that? No, that's what Grok, you don't understand. This is what Grok said. And it's been happening more and more and more. And obviously, I don't want our jobs diminished. I don't want people turning to AI for all the answers.
No, that's going
to
happen.
Like, we want them to come to
us.
Well,
wait a minute. I don't want them to come to us for answers.
Yeah, but they're...
I offer some solutions, but usually it's not the right answer.
I realize that, but, you know, these people also got to realize, I just saw a site where Grok gets most of its info from. Said, like, the you know who was in the leader, on the leaderboard for who Grok gets? It said Reddit. And I'm like, wait a second, I get most of my information from Reddit.
So who's right?
So
you
who's
or Grok?
Right? Yeah.
Do they do well with sports?
It's getting better, but I think it lags far behind news. I'm being dead honest. And I'm not talking like politics, because politics, if you're asking who's right, well, there's a stat for everything. So you can make the economy or crime good or bad based on whichever stat you're using. Okay, so politicians have been doing that forever.
Yes, they have.
What I'm talking about is, like, if you put in to Grok at any time, all right, ask me a Browns question right now. I'll type it in.
Who's the 38th best Browns player of all time?
Now, see, that I think it'll be all over. Because an article
if
came out.
If it says Baker Mayfield, I'm walking out of the studio.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
No, who's the greatest?
Cleveland Brown.
Brown. Oh, I thought you were. 38th greatest Brown of all time. Cleveland Brown. I bet Grok would listen to me. Here, what does it come up immediately? Or does it take a minute?
It's accumulating.
No, this was a complete disaster.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Based on the available data, there isn't a definitive ranking that explicitly lists the 38th best Cleveland Browns player of all time. Comprehensive rankings, such as those from sources like Browns Nation or Ranker, typically focus on the top 50 or fewer players. And even then, they don't always provide a precise order down to the 38th spot. However, using the sports card data and web sources, we can infer that players ranked around the middle of the top 50 lists are likely candidates. For instance, players like Horace Gillum, a versatile player from the Browns' early days, 1947 to 1955, appeared in historical rankings due to their multi-positional contributions. Punter, kick returner, rusher, and defender. Gillum's stats include 513 total yards, 3 touchdowns, significant punting contributions, making him a notable but top-tier player.
And this is what this is why you hate Grok. Because
Horace
Grok is you.
Freaking
and
let's go.
You hate yourself.
Horace. You take Baker.
That's
we'll
what
take
Lima
Horace.
Would do. That's what Lima would do. He would talk very fast. He would say a lot of words. Find an out. find a place where he could attack me and then have me screaming and then make me look like the idiot of the argument. And then they go, oh, Ken, you lost. Why did I lose? Oh, you just got louder. No, he's the one who won't answer the question. Grok is Lima.
We have
and again,
another
Grok
one.
Has a lot of self-loathing, so Grok would obviously be Lima, and Lima hates himself.
You heard it. Tommy James, a defensive back from the same era who had 34 interceptions and was a 1953 Pro Bowler, and that's when they played.
They played, is that what it says?
No, that was
just okay.
I assume they played a game back then. Didn't they play like the college kids back then too?
They did. They had a pro versus college all-star game.
Did they ever have a pro versus Joe all-star game?
Aaron in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, not too terrible, Aaron. What's happening?
Real quick, first time, long time. I'm really just calling to say that the leader of the Cleveland Browns is going to be Shador. He's already the most vocal one in the locker room and in the personal interactions. And I'm pretty sure that he's going to be our leader.
Do you think he has to ascend on the depth chart for there to be total buy-in from his teammates?
No, because there's a total buy-in already. He already gets the whole entire locker room dancing and vibing with him. He's already got the locker room.
I don't want to see, okay, Aaron, so if I say the following things, I'm going to be known as a person who just hates Dylan Gabriel, hates everybody else. I agree with you. And the reason is, and Aaron, thank you very much for the call. I go back to Colorado. You better be a hell of a leader to get those guys who are from all over the country who are taking over this program to play with you to get them going. You got to be a hell of a leader to go 4-8. Because remember, they won that first game against TCU, and it's like, oh, TCU just isn't good anymore. Colorado still has problems. You got to go 4-8. They lost Sean Lewis. I took Sean Lewis aside. This show took Sean Lewis aside. They took Sean Lewis. They got Pat Shurmur. Okay. You better be a leader if you're going to then take 4-8 and get it to 9-4. You better be a leader. I will tell you this. I think Dylan Gabriel going to Oklahoma and Oregon, I don't mean to make comparisons, kind of baked in. Kind of baked in a little bit. Good programs. Well-to-do. Colorado, they ain't been good since what? Coach Mack? Been a long time. I know they had like that 1 year with Mel Tucker. It's been a while.
Gary Barnett.
Okay, there was a year with Gary Barnett.
Big play,
Gary. Yes, right. That's true. Gary Barnett, I beg your pardon. That's still a long time ago. And they were on their ass. That was a program that was on their ass. So, yeah, roll your eyes as hard as you want. There's leadership there. There's leadership with that young man, absolutely. You better. You're going to take over that program. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. Urban Meyer was excellent. Said great things about Shador Sanders. Said interesting things about Jim Harbaugh, don't you think?
Yeah, I love that. Love the answer. It's exactly what this rivalry needs, Kenny.
Mary Kay Cabot, we thank her. Talked about whether or not answers needed to be made for Miles' speeding.
Do we need to worry about
Kenny Pickett?
Do we need to worry about Judkins if Diana Russini is reporting the Browns are looking for running backs?
Yes, we should.
What's going on there?
In the words of Magic Johnson, I don't think he's going to be here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.